Hare Krishna. Today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 25, The Characteristics of King Paranjana. Today we shall be reading the text number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhiraye Nashtabrayeshu Abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloge Pati Bhavadi Naishnagi Narada Vacha Bobo Prajapati Rajan Pashun Bhasya Tvayadhvare Sadhya Vidan Jeeva Sanghan Nirgranena Sagasrasaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The great Saint Narada said, O ruler of the citizens, my dear king, please see in the sky those animals which you have sacrificed without compassion and without mercy in the sacrificial arena. Purport. Because animal sacrifice is recommended in the Vedas, there are animal sacrifices in almost all religious rituals. However, one should not be satisfied simply by killing animals according to the directions of the scriptures. One should transcend the ritualistic ceremonies and try to understand the actual truth, the purpose of life. Narada Muni wanted to instruct the king about the real purpose of life and invoke a spirit of renunciation in his heart. Knowledge and the spirit of renunciation, Jnana Vairagya, are the ultimate goal of life. Without knowledge, one cannot become detached from material enjoyment, and without being detached from material enjoyment, one cannot make spiritual advancement. Karmis are generally engaged in sense gratification, and for this end, they are prepared to commit so many sinful activities. Animal sacrifice is but one such sinful activity. Consequently, by his mystic power, Narada Muni showed King Prachina Barhisat the dead animals which he had sacrificed. Thus, under purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Mangum Langhaya Degiri Yatkribhātama Sambandhi Sri Gurum Minatārinam Parabhānandamādavam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. നമഃ പങ്കജനാഭായ, നമഃ പങ്കജമാലിനീ, നമഃ പങ്കജനേത്രായ, നമസ്തേ പങ്കജാംഗ്രേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. So we are initially in the wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the previous chapter in the same canto, we heard actually the Rudra Geetam, the praise narrated by Lord Shiva. He has given this praise as an advice to Prachetas, the son of King Prachina Brahisar. So he told actually to do the progeny, get married. So in order to do that, they wanted to get themselves purified. So decided to go for meditation. When they were going, actually they met Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is giving the, as a, he took the role of a guru, spiritual master, and advised them what to do. So the son Prajina Varghijas was, they were doing the meditation inside the water. They were perfectly situated. We heard in the previous text, they were doing actually this meditation, prayers they continued for 1,000 years to get mercy of the Lord. So Bhagavatam is telling actually Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. This should be continued. That is our situation actually in this material world. This should be understood. Our conditional life, in this life we got it after many many millions of birth. Especially we got human form. We want to become self-realized, we have to get purified. How to get purified? Purification. The Bhagavatam itself is actually instructing, we are going to see. Throughout Srimad Bhagavatam we can see Narada Muni is playing a very important role. He is a close representative. He said that he is an incarnation of Lord Narayana. His interest is actually to get back maximum jivas back home, back to Godhead, by transforming them, whatever may be the situation. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada many times mentioned, we are following actually in the same footstep of Narada Muni and Prahlad Maharaj, transforming the jivas. That is our aim actually, to make them self-realized and make them know the ultimate goal of life. So Narada Muni saw this Prajina Barkhisat, the king, still in the palace. He sent his son for sacrifice, you know, tapasya. After sending the sons for tapasya, he himself is involved in fruitive activities and getting entangled. Karma Bandha Panisham mentioned. So he was concerned. Many times it happened actually. After sending Dhruva Maharaj to the forest by giving him the mantra, he went back to the palace to see what his father is doing, what is his situation. So he is concerned about all the jivas. So he came to the palace, Prajina Varghisat, and he is asking actually, hey, you send your sons for good thing, and you yourself is actually enjoying. You do not know what you are doing, my dear king. What is going on? fruit karma bandha. You are every day you are doing some karma bandha finisha. You are getting entangled. The living entity in this material world means, we are living means, every day we are doing karma bandha, which we do not know actually. Because we cannot see behind. If we have a bank account, we can go to the bank account and see what is the balance. Update the passbook, we can do it. But we cannot see actually behind us, there is an account. Somebody is keeping an account. Because we cannot see, if we don't believe in it, we are keeping on doing it. Karma bandhana. So Narada Muni, he wanted to enlighten him. Prachina Bhaksa. So when we see the saintly persons actually, the conditioned souls, when we see the saintly persons, they go and ask for the, you know, bow down, Ashirvad Dijiya, you give your benediction, blessings for me, it's required for me actually. We know it will work actually. It is required. So like that, when you see the Narada Muni, he understood what he was doing initially is not correct. He told, I am a Bhatta Jiva, even though I am a king. Earlier, the king is supposed to be a devotee of Krishna. He is advised by the Brahmanas actually how to rule the kingdom and how to engage actually, just like Ambarish Maharaj, engage everyone in the devotional service of Krishna. That is a perfection. But the conditioned souls actually, when the sense enjoyment comes, everybody is actually engaged. Yesterday we saw somebody is having the family, wife, children, and they are to be maintained. A job is required, earn the money and get the money and keep them in the perfect order. Order means actually what maximum I can do for the family, I should do it. There is no time to think about self-realization or Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, which is essential. They remain actually in ignorance and keep on doing the same thing, how nicely I can do it. Everybody is worried about actually the, not only one generation, two generation, three generation, something like that. Srila Prabhupada actually used to tell one story, it is in Calcutta, somebody, an old person was about to die, is about 90 years or something like that. Then he wanted to know actually what are these assets, how much valuation, he wanted to do the valuation. He called actually a valuator actually to evaluate what is his property worth of how much, all the things. So he came and evaluated and he said, some millions of Indian rupees value you have, 10 million or 20 million. Then as soon as he heard, actually he started crying. So he asked, why are you crying? You got enough actually. Yourself, the rest of your life and then next generations, maybe another four generations, they can enjoy this money and property. He says, actually, my set was for my another 10 generations should be happy with my income, what I have. So I am crying because at this age, again, I have to work hard to find out, increase my asset. So that is actually the conditioned souls in the ignorance. The persons like Narada Muni or the great devotees, like our eternal guru, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he changed actually the way of life of so many people. They came to the reality. So here he started speaking, Narada Muni started speaking to Prajina Marhidat. He is actually as a guru, he is opening his eyes. He used his mystic power. The rest of the chapter which is going to happen, this katha, Narada Muni is telling to Prajina Bharakisa to change him. It is to change us also. It would be very carefully we have to understand actually the what Bhagavatam wants us to do it. How we should direct our way of life. So due to his mystic power, he is telling the king, you did lot of sacrifice. Ritualistic sacrifice, it is in the Vedas. This is the flowery language in the Vedas. Somebody comes to that particular point, they stop there and say the Vedas are telling like this. You know, people started killing the animals, animal killing was going on. That is why the Lord has to take another incarnation as Buddha to stop this animal sacrifice. So they do not know actually why this Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. One should transcend the ritualistic ceremonies and try to understand the actual truth, the purpose of life. The ritualistic sacrifices still in Krishna consciousness. Now some of the devotees, they are very much concerned about the ritualistic. Now that ritual is to be done, this is to be done, anyway it is, then the Vedas, everybody is doing, I should also do it. That is why Prabhupada is being mentioned, transcend, you have to come above all these things. Yesterday I was just reading actually one quote from His Holiness Giriraj Swami. He was giving his experience actually one day when he was in Madras. He met so many devotees. He was trying to preach them. So he used to say that you pray to Krishna only. Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead. Because there are so many Shaivites and so many other people are there who are doing actually all God's seva. So people used to tell him actually, Swamiji, you pray to Krishna, you tell us to pray to Krishna, but don't tell that anything about the other gods. We don't like that actually. We don't offend. He said, I am not offending anyone. I am telling the truth what is there in the Shastra. So many people used to criticize him. Somebody wanted to become a life member after hearing he went away. Because he is criticizing the other gods. But he stick to that. And one devotee told him actually, see, you should behave diplomatically. No. Do this, so people get attracted to it. But he was always remembering Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's wording that don't compromise. He said, my Guru Maharaj said, don't compromise on that. Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead. So finally one day, actually, one devotee, he was questioning him, why Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead, why we should not pray to Lord Shiva? So many questions he was asking. But he was firm, strictly firm, that is, Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead. He quoted quotation from Bhagavatam and other Puranas and everybody. So at the end, actually, he said, okay, you come to my house. Because he was supporting actually the demigod worship, the devotee. So he thought when he go to the house, he will see that altar with so many demigods. He was imagining there will not be any Krishna there, Radha Krishna there. Still, because he promised that he will become life member, so he just went along with him, hesitatingly. He went inside, he's writing that when he went inside, he said, a beautiful altar of Radhe and Krishna. So very beautiful. He says, I have not seen actually Radha Krishna deity for a long time since I come to Chennai, Madras. So he said, actually from my childhood, my parents onwards, we are worshippers of Radhe and Krishna. We don't worship anybody else. And I brought you here After questioning, I understood that you are forming Radha Krishna worship. You are a real devotee of Krishna. So he greeted him and then he became the life member. Kriya Swami says, when he came to the room, he saw one letter is there from Prabhupada. So he opened the letter. Subject matter was the same. Again he reminded, actually you, I know that you are preaching actually in Madras. There are so many Shaivites, so many. But please don't compromise on this point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead. Because my Guru Maharaj said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said that actually you should never compromise on this subject matter. So like that, the rituals, ritualistic activities, somebody is doing sacrifice. And nowadays nobody can do this animal sacrifice or ritualistic perfectly. It is not possible. That was actually in the Muslim country. There, one Eid come, Bakrid, they say the Bakrid. They have to cut the Bakri, you know, Bakrid. Naam. So, I was discussing with one of their members. They said actually they can do that in the sacrifice. In the sacrifice, the man who is going to cut the animal, he has to ask him, tell him, that I am going to cut you, but in your next life, you can come back and cut me. I will come as an animal, you can cut me. So, and the animal has to, by Vedic knowledge, they do some Vedas and they say, it has to say, okay, you cut me. Agreed. So nowadays, there is no Vedic instruction, there is no proper Vedas. What they do, somehow they want actually the animal should agree before cutting. So that person who is cutting, he will put some water on the face of the animal. Sprinkle it. So when the water goes, he will show like this. So that he take it for granted that okay, he has agreed, so he can cut the animal. So here, how many sacrifices he did? With the mystic power, Narada Muni is telling that you look it up. All these animals are waiting for you. Then you are coming. What is going to happen, the next text onwards you will see actually. So here, this particular test, the important point actually, it is Jnana Vaiyagya. Prabhupada has given some points, very important points. Jnana Vairagya, one we should come to the Vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. Jnana Vairagya, with the knowledge we should renounce actually. We should get actually the knowledge, why I should do it, why I should renounce something. All the people who are sitting here actually before 3 years, they are all conditioned soul, completely materialistic way of life one was doing it, along with maybe some type of devotional service. But when he was come to the serious devotional service, after renouncing only he came. That is because of the knowledge. Prabhupada says, the knowledge is required to get the renouncement, detachment. Detachment of doing the sinful activities. In ISKCON, first thing we say to anybody who is coming to the neophyte devotees, please stop doing sinful activities. Because you are already having a lot of things with you, bank balance. Stop doing sinful activities. Try to find out what is sinful activities, punya karma, papa karma, everything. You must know this. Get this knowledge. Stop doing sinful activities. Because as long as we don't get the knowledge, we don't know what is sinful. Oh, it's okay. What is the problem? Don't know actually what is the entry in our account of sinful activities. So with the knowledge we should get detachment. Renunciation means detaching the unwanted things. Sinful activities. If you want to detach something, detach from our affection towards our family, our nation, our village, our so many places, so many things. We should get the knowledge. Why I should do it? And after getting the knowledge, we should get, we have to get some spiritual power. to do that. Otherwise it is not possible. Somebody who renounced actually the tea and coffee, we say that you don't take tea and coffee in the beginning after some time. So sometimes if he is not having the knowledge, he is not having the spiritual strength, after some time he will go back and take double quantity. I cannot do that. It's not possible. You cannot do it unless we get some spiritual strength. So Prabhupada says, without getting a detachment, one cannot advance in this spiritual advancement. We cannot advance in this spiritual life. We are all looking for actually advancement, correct? I want to change. Somebody says, oh, what happened actually? I am doing chanting, I am doing so many things for so many years. But still I am addicted to it. I cannot change it. No, I don't want to take initiation because I have to get rid of this. I cannot do that. Let me try. Because he knows mentally that detachment has not come actually. We say that even when you chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Every day when you are chanting actually, your spiritual strength is getting increased. So the detachment will come automatically. We tell the people, even if you don't want to leave tea and coffee will leave you. They will leave you. We don't want to. So, Narada Muni is actually giving his association. Wonderful association. Prabhupada said, this is not possible without the association of mercy of a devotee. But Maharaj was telling actually, our sadhana bhakti is very important for our spiritual advancement, perfect sadhana bhakti, sadhana. In the age of Kali Yuga, we are not able to do perfect sadhana. For example, chanting itself. Nobody is happy with their chanting because they are expecting something perfect chanting. So this, that Maharaj said actually, in the age of Kali Yuga, it is not possible. So much of disturbance. Mandava, mandava, sudhya, mandava, kya. Everybody is unfortunate. They are not able to do it. Even if we are able to do little thing, it is just because of the mercy, the blessing of the Vaishnavas, blessing of the Guru. So we require actually Vaishnava association and Vaishnava's blessings. That is our spiritual strength. Then only it is possible. That Bhagavatam, throughout Bhagavatam it is mentioned actually. Association of the devotees. So there is one story, you must have heard it actually. Ambarish Maharaj was a great devotee of Krishna. You know, he was protected by Sudarshan Chakra. He had actually a brother. Ambarish Maharaj is a brother who was very, very sinful person, demonic person. You tell any bad quality he is having. Always with the ladies and drinking and... So Ambarish Maharaj was worried about his own brother actually. What is my situation? What is his situation? How can I save him? So he tried and it was not possible. Then one day Narada Muni came, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. So Ambarish Maharaj said, you have to do a favor for me. What is that? You have to elevate my brother. Please go and, you know, elevate him. Give him this knowledge. Let him come out of his present situation. Otherwise he is going to be in hellish condition. So Narada Muni said, okay, I will try. He went there, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. So this person was surrounded by ladies and drinking and so many things were going on. So he saw Narada Muni, he says, oh, Narada Muni came at the right time. Very good, very good. Come on, come on. Let us have some drinks with you. Come on. You please come. So Narada Muni ran away from there. Oh my God. Narayan, Narayan. He went back and told Ambarish, I cannot do that. That is impossible for me. That person like such thing, you know, it's not possible. He said, Narada Muni, what you are telling, you elevated in Mrigahari so many bad, demonic people into devotees. You are having the spiritual power. You try. Once again, please try. So Narada Muni said, okay, if you are telling him, let me try. So he went outside. Outside his room, he was sitting and from outside the door, he saw, he called him. He called Ambarish brother's name and told him, see, you are going to be in a hellish condition of life. When you go to Yamadharma Raja, he is going to punish you. There is one thing, I am giving you some favor for you. When you see Yamadharma Raja, somehow he was listening to that, you please ask him one question before he send you to the hellish condition, hell. You ask him that what is the value of an association of a pure devotee knowingly or unknowingly for a moment. You ask this question before you send him to. He just simply said this much and he ran away from there. Narada Muni, what he could not see, his activities. So the time has come, actually the time of death has come for the person. He is fully qualified to go to all hellish condition. The worst place, that was his account. So he was taken to Yamadharma Raja. So Yamadharma Raja told him, actually you belongs to some good family. But unfortunately your activities were so bad that you will go to hellish condition. Very horrible situation you are going to go. So because you are related to Ambarish, I want to tell you one thing. You have any desire before you go to the hellish condition? You have anything to say? Anything in your credit you think you can say? So immediately he thought, actually, oh, this Narada Muni told me to ask him a question, the Yamadharma Raja. So, yeah, I have a question for you before you send me to hellish condition. Yeah, try to ask me a question. Come on, he asked me the question. He is Mahajana, Yamadharma Raja. So he said, what is the value of the association of a pure devotee of the Lord Krishna, knowingly or unknowingly for a moment? So Yamadharma Raja actually thought for a while, actually. What to tell him, what to tell, I don't know the answer. He is not getting the answer, he got confused actually. For a moment he thought actually, oh no. What complicated question you are asking me actually at this moment. I'm not able to answer this question. What to do? You have to answer. Okay, let us go to Lord Brahma. Let us go to Lord Brahma. He is a creator actually. Maybe he may have some answer for this. He said, okay, you come with me. I will also come with you. He went along with him to Brahma's place. Brahmaji was sitting. So he saw that actually this person, sinful person, and Yamadharma came. Because Yamadharma was there, so he could go along with them. He's a man of the Mahajana. So he asked actually, Brahmaji, see, this person has got a question. The value of association of a pure devotee for a moment, knowingly or unknowingly. I could not give him an answer, so I brought it for you. So Brahmaji also, with all the four heads actually, he started thinking about it. What to do, what answer I should give him actually. It's a sinful person actually. He's going to be hellish condition. So he could not tell that answer. He started, telling that, I cannot tell this answer. So better, let us go to Mahadeva, Shiva. So all the three, Brahmaji also said, I also want to know the answer actually. Let me see whether Lord Shiva can tell. So he went to Lord, all the three went to Lord Shiva. Brahma, Yamadharma Raja and his sinful person, they went to Mahadeva. They went to Kailas. Actually, you were sitting, actually, Mahadeva was sitting, you were chanting. So he got surprised, why the Brahma and anything wrong, actually, Yamadharma, Brahma and sinful person came together. Said, no, nothing wrong, actually this person is supposed to go to hellish condition. Before that he asked me a question. I could not answer, Vilmaji could not answer. Can you answer this question? The value of association of a Vaishnava, pure devotee of the Lord, for a moment, knowingly or unknowingly. So Lord Shiva also started thinking about it. See, the thing which you could not answer, how can I answer? I don't see a perfect answer for this question. Anyway, we are supposed to answer to the question to him. We are all Mahajanas. Then all the three decided, actually, since all of us cannot say, let us go to Narayana, Vaikuntha. So, all of them, they went to Vaikuntha. They got entry because all Mahajanas are there, the sinful person, because he is coming along. Sometimes we cannot, somebody cannot come inside. If he is along with the devotee, they'll say, okay, he is with you, okay, go. So then, they all went to Vaikuntha. Narayana was sitting, Masajim, Lashmi, Sahasra, Sata, Sambrama, Sevyamanam. So he got surprised, actually. How did you leave your path, the place, together? How the things are going on? So Brahma, you should supposed to be there, Shiva, you supposed to be there. Yamadharamba Raja is the person who cannot take casually even. Because every moment people are coming actually, for punishment. So he got surprised, why these people are together? And one sinful person, they said, okay, we'll present our situation, this person is supposed to go to hellish condition. He asked the question, what is the value of the association of a pure devotee for a moment, knowingly or unknowingly? This is question. So Narayana, now you have to answer actually, where nobody else is there. Maybe be here to answer the question. So he said, it's very simple, what is the problem actually? So you all must know that he is a sinful person. You all brought him to Vaikuntha. What I said about Vaikuntha, anybody come inside to Vaikuntha, they will not leave that place. They will not go back to the material world. Because they all got your association and you brought him here, finish. He will be here, you all go back to your sinful place. So that is the actually the association of a devotee. Narada Muni gave the association. He's got the blessing, see. How nicely he's arranged actually. Even though his hellish condition was changed actually because of the association. So like that, his Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important. Very, very important actually in our life. We should read and understand actually. Directing us, it is not only for one personality or two personality. The great personality, they took the role of different devotees and different stories and different situations were made such a way that the interested person actually, the conditioned soul, somehow or other, after maybe Bahunan Janmana Mande Jnanaman Man Pravadhyare Vasudeva Sarvamidi Samahatma Sudralabha. Bhagavan himself is telling actually. He will arrange, every Janma he will arrange actually to get this knowledge and go back home, back to Godhead. So I was just reading Bhagavadam, the second canto of Srimad Bhagavadam, beginning of Srimad Bhagavadam, about this knowledge, how important actually. There are two chapters, chapter 2 and chapter 3. Chapter 2 is actually Lord in the heart. Bhagavan is in the heart. Establishing actually, this knowledge is given. Sukadeva Goswami is telling to the Parikshit, who is on the verge of the death, he must know that Lord is in the heart. So he himself is narrating actually Brahma is telling Bhagavan Brahma Kasneya Trir Anviksha Manishaya Tat Adyavasya Kudaso Ridiratmanedo Bhavet. The great personality Brahma, with great attention and concentration of the mind, studied the Vedas 3 times. And after scrutinizingly examining them, he ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the highest perfection of religion. See, Brahmaji got the knowledge within no time, fraction of a second. Krishna has given the Vedic knowledge to him. Is that Brahma, he says with great attention, Brahmaji is a most super intelligent person. 3 times he studied the Vedas, the instruction which is. Many times. To get a conclusion, conclusive answer. So this is very, very important actually. What is the conclusion? He scrutinized very nicely. He examined. And he is a certain super intelligent person. He is our father, creator. For everybody he is giving actually. What is ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna is the highest perfection of religion. So that is why one time we read Bhagavadam or Bhagavad Gita is not enough. We cannot understand. Conclusive answer will not get it. Every time when we read purport of C.A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we get something new actually. Oh, this I don't understand first time, second time, third time now what Prabhupada wanted. He is hitting, he is giving the hit points actually. One can take it up. Just like this particular purport, what he said actually is, you have to get renunciation, you have to get detachment actually. With the knowledge. Without detachment, with the keeping all materialistic activities and material things, one cannot advance into spiritual life. Unless we advance in the spiritual life, we cannot understand actually the Jnana Vairagya, what is there. This we cannot understand. Many people must have read this. Not underlined 3 times he has to be. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gadiranyatha. 3 times it is mentioned. To emphasize the point. Kaliyuga, we are living actually. To spend our time with the holy name of Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Further, Shivadeva Goswami is telling that personality of God and Lord Sri Krishna is in every living being along with the individual soul. And this fact is perceived and hypothesized by acts of seeing, taking the help from the intelligence. Only intelligent person can understand actually. Otherwise, normal person, then like how that sarvasya jagam is sannivishto. Inside, if you cut, you get flesh and blood and everything. Where is sitting under that circumstance? Only devotees can understand actually. Examples are given. He himself has confirmed, Bhagavan himself has confirmed. So then he is telling, Tasma sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvada srodavya kirtidavyasya smartavyo bhagavan nirnam. O king, it is therefore essential that every human being hear about, glorify and remember the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, always and everywhere. This is emphasized actually in Srimad Bhagavatam actually. There is no other shortcut to it actually. How we should actually spend our time, whether a conditioned soul or a devotee, under all circumstances, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Then our life will be successful. We can get the perfection in our life. Essential, every human being hear about, we should hear about Bhagavadam, wherever Bhagavadam. Bhagavadam, those who can actually recite Bhagavadam and speak about Bhagavadam, they should keep on doing that actually. Just like Sudha Goswami, after hearing from Shivadeva Goswami, he was wondering to find out where I can speak. Then he got actually, okay, Naimisharani came and come on. He was very happy. Telling Shavanagrishi, you ask such a question that I am supposed to speak Bhagavadam, which I heard from Shivadeva Goswami. So we should have that actually In our temples, so many seminars are going on and so many Bhagavad Katha is going on. You should take the advantage. Actually, we cannot, as it is said, that is the karma yoga, jnana yoga, everything we can do it. Individually we can do it. Alone we can do it. Bhakti yoga, we cannot do it alone. We require the association of the devotee. Then it is very powerful. So Bhagavad Gita is telling those who drink through our reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Sri Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life, known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of Him, the personality of Godhead. This is also a very important point actually. Purify the polluted aim of life. Those who are in this material world, even though we got human form of life, our aim of life is the ultimate goal. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami and emphasized the point. The goal of life is actually to get Radha Krishna Prema. But we don't, we not come to the particular platform waiting for the day. But as we continue our conditioned way of life, actually, the pollution is getting increased and increased and increased and increased unless we come to the detachment. He says to purify the polluted aim of life. What is actually the nectarian message of Sri Krishna filled with? One should hear actually the, understand actually the last instruction of Krishna to Arjuna, Sarvadharman Parityaja. Mam ekam charanam raja akantam sarvabhavibhyo mokshikishyami master jagha. If one is following that nectarian message of Krishna, hear it, understand it, and practically do what is told in the Srimad Bhagavatam or the great acharyas. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, his name was actually everybody, or he was talking about the whole universe. Everybody should be engaged in Krishna conscious activities 24 hours in a day. Initially one may be able to, not able to do 100%, but gradually if there is a, we have an aim, we set an aim for it, then it is possible actually. Krishna himself will arrange through the pure devotees that we will get the nectarian knowledge, pastime of Krishna. Especially in Vrindavan Dham, one can come and see the place of nectarian pastime, Lila Stali, and enjoy and hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. And come to, what is the result is, go back home, back to Godhead, and to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Not really simply going to the Golok Vrindavan, going to the lotus feet of service of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is the perfection in our life. So take it very seriously. One word is used in Bhagavatam, there is Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. Many times it is used, serious devotional service. Whatever we do, whatever we understood, it actually practices very seriously. We should be convinced, the Lord should be convinced actually. Yes, he is doing seriously. Not that somebody else says, oh, he is a good devotee, pure devotee. We will get satisfaction. I am able to do my chanting, I am able to do my sadhana properly, to satisfy the Supreme Personality Godhead. That is the true Vaishnavism. I won't do anything for my own pleasure, I will do everything for your pleasure, my dear. When come to that consciousness means, then we can get perfection. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.